I'm sweating right now. I can't breathe.
Wait, why are you sweating?
I'm sweating.
Why are you sweating, Georgia? We just got here.
Cindy, there's like 50 lights right now. It's obviously, it's going to be
sweaty. I'm not sweating at all. I think it's kind of chilly.
Okay, well, why don't you put some clothes on?
Why don't you take some clothes off? You wrote notes?
No.
She wrote notes. Okay, it's on. Hey.
Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Welcome to the Strawberry Milk Pod. Strawberry Milk Pod. You guys, like, we weren't gonna podcast, but everyone is begging.
So obsessed with us. Guys are out of control.
You were begging. You're like, oh my gosh, I hope they do another episode. So we were like, okay, fine, I guess we will. Here we are.
Honestly, though, we do really appreciate all the love you guys showed us on the last episode. It felt really good to read all those comments. So thank you. And we are back for some more.
I know. Maybe it actually did work.
Cindy told me to write a list of things that are important that I want to talk about. So
she wrote a grocery list. I don't know if anyone watches The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, but on episode one, Meredith goes up to, okay, I can't remember their names, but the one girl like pulls out a scroll and she's like, well, here's what you need to apologize for. And she pulls out an actual scroll. That's what I thought of. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Well, what the hell is,
I wrote like one thing down. No, Sunny, literally, like, this was just a joke. I wrote Sony Angels.
Oh.
I just wrote things that are on my mind lately.
Georgia is obsessed. I don't know if you guys know, there are these little dolls and they come in a box and you don't know what it's going to be. It's a bit of a mystery. And Georgia is obsessed with them. And Casetify sent her like a Sony Angel phone case. And on her birthday list, everyone's like, what do you want? What do you want? She's like, Sony Angels.
I love them. I just love that they're exclusive. Like, it's really hard to find them. And I love how cute they are. I love that you can collect them. They're just so cute. They bring me so much joy. You open it and it's like a mystery box. It shows you a box and all the like 12 options that could be in the box. And then you open it up and it's like a cute little doll. And I'm trying to find the strawberry one. I don't know if they even sell it anymore. Really hard to find. But I'm just going to have a whole collection. I'm going to give them to my kids. So
amazing. You are such a planner.
Such a trendsetter. It's like so hard being me. What?
Okay.
So really all I've been thinking about lately is my birthday, even though it's 2 months away, but it's like the only thing I can think about. I feel like there's two types of people in the world. People that care about their birthday and like their birthday is everything and they have the biggest birthday party ever. And then there's people like Sydney who are like, I hate my birthday. I don't want to talk about my birthday.
I will always have a birthday party, but it's usually because like it's usually Georgia influence. Lame-o. Georgia's like, we gotta have a party for your birthday. I just feel a lot of pressure on my birthday.
Pressure from who? Sydney gets stressed about every single thing, though. So, like, let's, you know what, Sydney? Let's make a list of things that don't stress you out, okay?
I just don't want anyone to feel left out.
But so invite them, more the merrier.
Okay, well, it's funny, though, that you bring this up because one of the things I wrote down, actually, I wrote down
where's
one thing.
Where's your list? I don't see your list.
I just have one thing, and it's so funny. Georgia, like, I do get quite stressed about things. I think it's because, like, I don't know. But Georgia has reached a point where, like, if shit is hitting the fan, her and Serena won't tell me. They will, like,
who told you
they
this?
Leave they leave the sister group
Serena,
chat.
She talked to us.
They leave the sister group chat and they'll talk amongst each other, and it used to bother me, but now I can kind of tell when something's happening. And like even the other day, like something was going on and I was gonna be like, hey Georgia, like what was that phone call about? And I'm like, you know what, like I don't want to know what that phone, like she'll have like really serious phone calls and I'm like, okay, something is wrong. And
wait,
I'll be like,
I can't
what's
remember
up? And
the
like,
phone call.
Nothing. Everything's good.
What and phone she, call were like?
You do this all the time and it's literally could be the most insane stuff and Georgia just like takes care of it.
Cindy, like I'm getting annoyed that you even brought this up because it's like you need to work on that. Cindy cannot handle stress. I don't know why, like our parents are really good at handling stress and that's like a very basic characteristic of our dad and I got that from him. Like I don't get stressed. I get more stressed about, what do I get stressed about?
You're never stressed.
I don't know.
You don't get stressed.
I get stressed if I can't like find like what to eat for lunch. Like I just don't have it, whereas Sydney gets stressed about every single freaking thing, but it's to a point where like we cannot tell her things. There have been times where we have made really big mistakes, or I can't even bring them up right now because Sydney
don't
freak
I don't want to know stop
and
it
we can't tell Sydney, and we have to just be like, hey Beans, the website has been down for the last 24 hours. Like, we need to figure this out. And we just don't let her know. And she's like on La La Land, like, la, 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 la.
Well, but I also think that, like, there are situations where I bring my stress in, and we made it, like, the realization that I am basically risk management.
No, you're not. You are, like, don't take any risks at all. You have to risk it for the biscuit. You don't get to make, you won't grow if you don't risk things.
Wait, I'm getting a phone call. Oh my God, it's Sabrina. Hey, Sabrina, you're on the podcast.
This is like, Sabrina.
What's up?
My question, well, you're probably not going to be on the podcast, but my question was, are you bringing workout clothes to...
Yeah, I'm bringing workout clothes.
I'm not.
Are you bringing workout clothes?
I'm not.
Well, that's why I was going to bring workout clothes if you were bringing workout clothes.
If you bring your workout clothes, Beans, I'll just wear those if I work out.
I'm bringing workout clothes, and for sure. And my runners.
Okay.
And we're going to sauna. Who wants to sauna?
Okay, Sydney.
Bye. Love you.
Bye,
Beans.
I love you.
Sydney was literally looking up sauna collaborations this morning because she wants to put a sauna in our backyard because she's so obsessed with
it. A company actually messaged me, and then, wait.
Okay, but I just want to say Sydney and Sabrina will, when they mess up, like for example, when Sydney sends double orders, I have a very strong feeling that has happened for a fourth time and they just haven't told me because I get really annoyed and you're supposed to like, did it happen a fourth time, Sydney?
No, it didn't.
Did it happen a third time?
No.
Did it happen and you didn't tell me?
No, you know about all double orders. Actually, though, no, I'm, of course.
No, because I know they sometimes whisper about things too because they messed up.
No.
And they have to take, and when it's your sister, like if it's not your sister, you can say, this is like,
honey,
you have to do this to make it right. But when it's your sister, it's like, too bad.
There's a lot of like false narratives getting thrown around about the double orders.
There's nothing false. You sent the orders twice.
No.
Hundreds of orders twice.
No. I thought you don't get stressed.
It doesn't stress me.
Are you stressed about that?
No. See, that's the thing.
I feel like you're contradicting yourself here.
No, but that's the thing. I wasn't ever stressed. I was like just frustrated that you were like careless about it.
I wasn't careless.
I get frustrated because when you guys make mistakes, like you don't really care that you're making the mistake.
Yes, we do.
It doesn't feel like it. So it's kind of like I'm the one who takes the hit for it. And like, I just.
Okay. But what I will say, and I think you also get this from Dad. Is when something happens, for example, you send double orders, I will get so stressed out about, oh my God, what if we send double orders? What if that happens? What if? Once the thing happens, I'm not stressed anymore. I'm like, oh, we sent it. That's done. Nothing we can do. Next. Whereas you won't stress. And then when something happens, you do stress. And then that's where we flip because then you're like, you sent double orders. And I'll be like, well, what do you want to do? It's done.
You have to do things quicker. Like, even Sydney, you can't, like, to do things perfect your way takes 10 times longer, and we wouldn't be where we are if you went at your speed.
Wait, what are you talking about? I feel like you just talked about something completely different.
No, because when you want to send out orders sometimes and I tell you just hurry up, like, it's because you're taking too long trying to make it perfect. Like, we have to get the orders
out. When did I make it perfect?
To make sure that we don't send doubles. Okay, you're trying to gaslight me right now.
When did that happen? Just, wait, I actually don't know what you're talking about.
You just, whatever you just said, what I don't, are you talking I don't about? Understand what
I
you said
for
either.
I work Strawberry Milk Mom. Where do you work?
I don't understand. Are you talking about what something you're talking else? About.
Are you still talking about Mormon wives? I am not a Sony Angel. Hello, I'm Sydney, your sister. My God, she thinks I'm a doll.
I'm so excited for Halloween. God. Like, I want to get a Sony Angel costume, but where do you find that?
Georgia is... Okay, can I tell them what you were going to be for Halloween?
Yeah, what? A Sony Angel?
No.
What?
Georgia was going to be a fairy for Halloween, and she's like, I'm going to be a fairy. I'm like, oh, are you doing a costume with Brad? She's like, yeah, he's going to be a tooth.
No, I didn't know that he wanted to do a double thing.
Of course he wants to do a double thing.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes he has his own ideas too. So I found a perfect fairy costume. I ordered it. It was so cute. I was so excited. And then he comes into the picture. I have to scramble tooth fairy is a very creative.
And then I had to sit her down and was like, I feel like Brad doesn't want to be a tooth for Halloween.
Brad can speak for himself, first of all. He's not like a little ant.
Speak for himself, tooth.
He was like, sure.
He ordered a tooth costume. His roommate's like, what's this?
I have to return that, actually.
Yep.
So
actually, I need that for something else.
You could take my fairy costume, though.
Oh.
No, it's very cute.
No, I actually ordered another costume. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, though.
My second option that I want it to be, I can't believe I'm telling you guys this because it's so good. I actually even already bought it. I want it to be Cruella De Vil. And then my partner, like the second person, it wasn't going to be Brad, was going to be a Dalmatian. Obviously, he didn't want to be the Dalmatian. So then my partner was going to be Sydney. Okay. But she didn't want to be my partner.
So then Georgia and Brad figure out a whole costume together and they do that. And then a couple weeks later, Sabrina and I are like, should we do a costume together? And Sabrina's not here, so she doesn't know about the whole Cruella De Vil thing. And Sabrina sends it to the group chat. Sabrina's like, oh my gosh, I'll be Cruella De Vil. You be Cruella De Vil, Sydney, and I'll be the dog. Georgia calls her immediately and says, what are you talking about? Like, I told you I wanted to be Cruella and no one would be the dog with me.
I'm just so frustrated because it would have. I have the wig. I have everything
but
ready.
I wouldn't be the Dalmatian.
I think a Dalmatian would be cute. I'm so, like, for me, Halloween is about a wig. So what my costume has to have a wig incorporated into it. But I am so excited for Halloween. We're throwing a rager this year. So that's why we're, like, talking about it and planning
it. Cats out of the bag.
I'm so excited.
We're not throwing a rager.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
What would you call it?
A civilized.
We're having a rager. And we're doing full out costumes. Costume's mandatory. You better go all out. We actually have to start inviting people, but anyways, because I think Halloween, the funnest part of Halloween is when you get to go to a house party. I hate buying tickets to something and going to a club.
I probably wouldn't have dressed up this year if we weren't doing I just feel like oh my god.
I was gonna say that last year when I dressed up, we did like a little bar crawl.
Last year we were the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Which is going to be
hashtag trendsetters.
Well, it's actually always been a pretty popular costume.
But debatable.
I have wanted to do that for like years.
You should add a little clip of what we looked like because it was so cute. Like we really went all out. It was adorable.
Here we are. Did that work?
What were you going to say?
That's what I was going to say, actually, what we were last year. That was fun. What do you have on your little list here?
I wrote, Sydney needs a routine.
I have a routine.
No, you don't. Honestly, I don't want to get triggered. I don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about that either.
Okay, well, you told me to write things that are
on
my mind.
I have a routine, George.
No, you don't. But back to the birthday thing. So, like, people, there's the two types of people. People either, like, don't like their birthdays or they do. I'm the type of person that, like, my birthday is the biggest event of the whole entire year. But I don't make it like in an annoying way. I don't expect anything from anyone. I make my birthday happen. Like I know what I want to do. So that's why I'm already talking about it. I already know what I'm doing that day. I already know what I'm doing that night. I have it all planned out. I'm going to invite the people that I want to be there. I'm going to tell them what time they need to show up. And that's all, you know, whereas Sydney, you will stress about it for like a week straight, 2 weeks straight. Finally, I'll throw you a party. And you're like, I hate it the whole time. I just don't get why.
No, I enjoy it. I don't like it when like everyone's there and then I feel like I'm responsible for like 30 people and making sure that they have a good time. Like I feel so like everyone's there because of me, and it's like people will do what they want to do, but when it comes to birthdays, you'll always feel like you have to attend your friend's birthday party. So I just feel like I forced everyone to like come, and it's like, hey, it's my birthday. I don't know. It just feels so weird to me, but that's probably, I also don't like committing to things. So like even
a she couple doesn't want to commit to her birthday. Oh, sorry. I feel, okay, yeah, that's so relatable. I feel like
I don't like to be
tied
down.
You think that people feel pressured to show up to your party because you put that same pressure on yourself to show up to other people's parties, whereas I just do whatever I want, so I assume everyone else is doing what they want while still being a good friend. Like, you're too much of, like, who cares what anyone else wants except for you? It's your life, Sydney. If you don't want to go to something, don't go to it.
I know.
Whereas you will go to it.
I will definitely, like, overcompensate for people.
People really don't care that much.
No, I know. I know. It's true.
I think that's why you hate your birthday.
I really sat you down here today to ask you a hard-hitting question. Have you ever ghosted someone?
Yeah. Well, it depends. I'm not, like, a mean person. Yes, but you... it's not like in the TV shows when a guy is talking to a girl and they go on a date and then he literally never speaks to her again. Like, that is just kind of immature and rude. But I have ghosted in the way that it's like I don't owe a guy anything just because we went on a date or like texted for a week. Like, he's a stranger. Like, I think everyone's a stranger, and strangers I don't owe things to. Obviously, like, I'm a decent human being and I'm going to be polite and kind to them, and I owe them that. But I don't need to like say, hey, by the way, I'm not down anymore. So in that sense, I have ghosted.
I think that it is fine to ghost one date or less.
See, this is so tricky.
But I think when you have like, maybe if you go on like two dates, that's like a little more gray. It might be kind of nicer to be like, hey, not feeling it. Or if they ask you on a third date, to be like, hey, not feeling it. But I think that like one date, you can stop speaking to them.
I just think that when you're talking to someone, you're not interested, your replies obviously become a little bit drier and slower. And if you are a self-aware human, then you will also stop texting her, slow your replies, and there doesn't need to be a conversation. So I think it's more so like, I am good about that, and so they're not confused. Whereas I think some people may be like, that was the best date ever, like I really had the best time with you, and then you're confusing them. So now you have to let them know, by the way, everything I said was a lie, and I blah 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 blah. So I feel like I don't put myself in that position to ghost someone. Like, I let them know, and they also are picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, you can pick up on a vibe for sure.
And goes both ways. I'm not trying to be like, I'm a hot ass bitch, but I have only ever had one boyfriend, so I don't know necessarily like if I'm the best person to ask. Have you ever ghosted someone?
No, not really.
She's like, okay, I feel like she ghosted someone this morning. Like, why is she acting so weird? Like, geez. Just because I have been in a relationship for a little longer, I feel like I can just open the can of worms, but like, Sydney's in it. She's
sometimes
deep in
I
it.
Just get like, I'm just like, I can't, like, I cannot, I have, like, I can't, I have nothing left to say.
Yeah.
But it's never like someone that like I owe an explanation to. Like, I've totally. Never like, owed someone an explanation. I would,
and ghosted.
Unfortunately, I'd have to have that conversation. I have a friend that's like really good at like having that conversation, but like, I don't know.
I used to have like a little text and I would just copy and paste
it. Yeah, I've never ghosted to that level, but I've definitely just kind of like,
wait, I bet I still have it in my notes, even though it's like,
that could be helpful actually.
Okay,
I do find that. But also, okay, personally though, I might end up like eating my words one day if I fall head over heels with some man. But I would prefer that a guy just kind of like ghost me than like send me a text saying he's not interested. Like, I would rather just read between the lines than get like a paragraph. Unless we're like really seeing each other, obviously. But if it's like a couple dates and he's like, yeah, I don't like her, I'd rather he just like start responding like slower.
Mm-hmm. And I think because guys are so much slower than women when they're developing their frontal lobe, blah blah blah, like they're such weasels, they really don't get it. I think that's why they ghost more often, because they're not able to communicate clearly. Like, it's not normal to freaking text her nonstop, love bomb her, do all this stuff, and then be like, oh shit, like, what do I do? Like, you don't give her that vibe that you're interested in, then you won't have to be rude. I think that guys can be so, so mean and careless, and I'm blaming it on the fact that
they're
immature.
Even think they realize.
Yeah, I don't think so
it's like intentional. Like, they're just
really idiots. Don't get it.
Yeah.
Like,
they
bless their souls. They have no idea what's going on.
But I also saw this thing on TikTok, and wait, I actually saw two really funny things. This one girl was like, if you're eating a burger, okay, if you guys can find this girl, I'm gonna try to find it so I can like give her credit, but she was like, let's say you're eating a burger and you're like, ooh, pickles, I don't like pickles, and you take off the pickles and you throw it in the garbage can, and then imagine the pickles you're eating and the pickles go, hey, put me back on the burger. And she's like, how cringy is that? No, I don't like pickles.
Wait, I don't get
and
it.
And she's like, that's what you're doing in the trash can, like a pickle. Like, put me on the burger.
Like, to the
guy.
Want you.
Like, oh, the guy throws you out and you're like, the, on the put me back on the burger. But the way she was saying it, I thought it was like a TikTok about food.
Okay, and but then what?
She's like, that's what you're doing when you keep hitting him up.
Okay, but what if he kept half the pickles? Like, you're confused.
No, she said that. She's like, and sometimes people will order the pickles and then they take it off the burger. And like, why'd you order the pickles if you didn't want pickles?
Yeah, it is confusing as a pickle. It's confusing.
Yeah, it is.
I go back to the last episode we did, like, focus on yourself and the better person that you can become and the happier you can make your mental space and be comfortable, like, being by yourself, the better the men that you're going to attract. And it's just going to work out. But don't focus outward. Like, bring all your energy inwards. Make yourself the best version of yourself. And I promise you, you're going to all of a sudden start attracting the most amazing people to you.
I am obviously single, so like maybe this isn't the best advice to take, but like the way maybe I should take someone else's advice, but like the way I do it is I just keep marching forward and then I just wait for something to land in my lap and then I'll be like, oh hey, and then it might jump out of my lap and then I just keep marching forward. Like,
yeah,
I'm like that with everything though. I just see what like comes my way and if it wants to stay. Oh, have you ever been on a bad first date?
Have I ever been on a bad first date? Definitely.
Me too.
I mean, like, a date where the guy's talking about their
ex.
Come
to think of it, I've only been on, like, two dates I liked.
Yeah, honestly.
But, like, I don't think... I think I could be the problem, too. Like, I'm not saying...
Well, you definitely are part of the problem.
I've had dates where I'm like, I definitely, like, dropped the ball on this one. And I've had dates where he definitely dropped the ball.
I think that when you're looking for your person, that it's not just about... It's like not just about a feeling, like you really have to find someone who is in the same, has a lot of the same values and lifestyle.
Values.
I think dating is about finding someone with the same lifestyle as you. Like someone who likes to do the same things on the weekends. How do you like to spend your Saturdays and Sundays?
Yeah.
Do you even know the answer to that?
Yeah.
Focus inward, girl. But anyways, once you know that, find someone who also likes to do those things. Because I don't like to go camping. I don't like to go hiking. I don't like to... Like, I like to go for brunch at a restaurant and dress up. I like to be driven there. I don't like to bike there. Like, things like that. I'm looking for someone who also is into those things. Because you can't just take any guy and put him into that. Like, not everyone wants to do that. Some guys don't even have a car, you know? So, I think lifestyle is the biggest thing. And then once you find that, find someone who has a lifestyle and you also have good vibes with. Yeah. I would say that's the most important. And a lot of girls focus on, like, height, hair color, they're funny. Like, no, focus on if they have the same lifestyle as you, I would say.
Yeah, unfortunately, looks aren't the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
Damn shame.
But
I know so many hotties.
Anyways, with that being said, so some of the bad dates that I've been on, I think have been dates where they have a completely different lifestyle. I hope that's the right word that I'm using for that. One time, I mean, personally, I think a man should pay for the first date. Like,
again, that's personal preference, but
and when people get really upset about that, it's kind of like, can you chill? Like, can you actually chill? It's not that big of a deal.
I think it's totally fine. That's what you want for yourself.
Yeah, it's like, my that's opinion. Okay. This is my channel. I can say that if I want to, and it's not that big of a deal. If you want to go on your date and someone else pays, whatever. Anyways, first date, he's paying. I went on this date and we got mimosas, breakfast, pancakes, and I ordered a side of avocado.
You went on a breakfast date?
To add to my toast.
Oh yeah. My God, you've told me this story.
So the lady comes for the bill and he's like, oh, can we please split the bill? And right away I'm like, you are such a little weasel.
No, but the thing is, that's kind of about like your values lining up, because I think your vibe is like you want to be taken care of in that
totally,
way.
Yeah.
So like, and that's not, he wants someone maybe that takes care of themselves almost, you totally. Know, like that's his vibe. His vibe is that I know plenty of people that have different opinions on that. I know people that like split every bill.
That's a really good way to put it.
Personally, like when I'm with a guy and he pays for stuff, like I think that's like so hot. Like it just gives like,
for sure, because I think that's a good way to put it. You're looking for someone who can take care of me. I'm not looking at, like, I can take care of myself. So if we're now going on this date, I don't need to say, prove that to you. Like, I'm looking to see if you can take care of me. Prove that to me. Does that make sense? So he asked to split the bill. Right away, I'm like, okay, done. Gonna be polite. I didn't even show him that I had a reaction. I acted totally normal. We get the bills, and on his bill is my 50-cent ad for the avocado. I got a side of avocado.
Maybe he didn't like you, bro.
No, he did, because he continued to message me. And so anyways, she says, oh, excuse me, like waves down, like the server's gone. It was that much of a deal that he was like, excuse me. The server comes back over and he's like, what? She's like, oh, can you please put the side of avocado? And the server like kind of giggles and is like, oh, sure. And she goes and like switches it. And I just couldn't, like, it's one thing to split the bill, and it's an even bigger thing to then move items around. That was like a side of avocado. It just drove me crazy. And that is a story that I think about all the time when people ask me, have you been on a bad first date?
Wow. That would drive me insane, like a 50 cent difference.
Yeah.
And I then also just like, that would annoy me because it's like, you're disrupting the server. Like, leave the server out of this.
Yeah, and like, disrupting our convo. Like, it was kind of awkward. He's like waving people down. And I just feel like I wasn't giving that energy. Like, I think that's a whole energy. If you're that person who wants to independently take care of yourself and you don't need no one to do that for you, like, I get that. And that is an amazing energy, but I wasn't giving that energy. So when we had that, I was kind of like, why is this happening right now? Are you joking me? Are you freaking kidding me? And I think that the biggest argument that people have when they don't agree with this convo is that, well, maybe he didn't have any money. Well, then let's go on a picnic. Like,
go for a walk.
Cut up some apples from your fridge. Get a picnic blanket that you already have and bring me there. That's like so cute and romantic. It's not about the money. But if you're going to ask me on a date, you better be able to afford that date, because the date should be like, you're planning it. I didn't plan the date.
You can chose the restaurant. You can just like go watch the sunset. That's totally free.
Yeah, you don't even have, exactly.
Get ice cream.
So that's that. And I will say, now I've seen the videos online where the guy doesn't pay for the bill, and so then the girl like puts on a huge fit and it's like a fight, and I think half the time they're like acts for social media. But when that situation happened to me and those types of situations happen, I will not let that date know that anything is wrong. Like, I will
also put my poker because face he on. Doesn't have to pay for the bill if that's not what he's about.
Totally.
So that's, you guys are just different people.
Totally.
But it's like, neither of you are in the wrong here.
Yeah. But I don't have to tell him that. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I acted totally normal and I put on my smile. At the end of the date, I was like, thanks so much for everything, blah, blah, blah. And then it slowly dwindled out.
One thing I will say that is really important is, if anyone is ever paying for you, make sure, A, you at least offer. Like, don't make them feel like they just have to pay for you. And say thank you. Like, sometimes people don't say thank you.
I think, like, just because you're a woman, like, guys, I know we're sick and we're amazing, but like, you're not that guy. You still have to say thank you. And even when the bill does come, I personally think I always like do the whole like, oh, like, are you sure you don't want to split it? Like, are you sure? I'm never like, oh, let me get that, because that's not my vibe. But I will say, oh, do you want to split that? And the I make it very fair for them thing to say is yes.
So
or no.
Awkward.
Yeah, I know. I also hate it.
I hate it when people are paying for me. Like, it makes me so uncomfortable. It's like, I'm so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I literally want to like jump out of my skin. But I'm also like, it's important for me that the guy pays. So totally. It's like, I hate every second of it, but it like means so much to me that he wants to do that. Does that even make sense?
Yeah.
It's like on my list that like, I do really want a guy to pay for a first date, but the entire time I'm like, I hate it. I'm like, oh my God, like don't pay for me. But it's like, that's important that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's talk about once you're in a relationship. So like, I'm dating Brad, and how does that dynamic now change? So I think that the guy should pay for the first date, but I don't think in a relationship that Brad should pay for every single thing that we do.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. That's like, way too expensive.
And this is like, money is like a huge thing that breaks or makes a relationship. So it's a very difficult thing. But I would say that it should be kind of like a 70-30 kind of situation where the guy has to take majority of it. Now, this is just my opinion, okay?
Interesting.
But I just think, like, that's what a man's supposed to do. He's supposed to provide and do that. So 70% of the time, Brad will get it, and then the 30% of the time it's like, we're going for a walk and we get coffee, like I'm grabbing the coffee, or there's like little things, all those little opportunities, we're going for ice cream, those are the times where it's my time to shine. And there's always still like, we're always still like, oh no, let me get it, you know what I mean? But I think as long as he's always paying for more things, like if Brad's listening to this, he's gonna laugh. But I just think it's good that he does. And I'm sure like he feels good about it. I feel good about it. Like in our relationship, that's what works. But I would never expect him to pay for like 100% of everything, you know?
Yeah, no, that he would like, no, that's like crazy.
It wouldn't feel good in my heart.
It's like, I've also been around guys where like, if you try to pay, they're like, absolutely not. Like, of course not. And like that energy is so attractive to me.
Because
like,
it makes you feel safe and secure.
Oh
my God.
I just am like, oh wow. Like, yeah. It's like so, it's like confidence. I know that like, I love a confident guy and like, it just like reeks of confidence.
Yeah.
And like, I love the people that like, the guys that if you want to pay for them, you have to like, it has to be like an underground job. Like you have to like talk to the waiter. You'd be like, hey, like, get over here. Like this man will not let me pay. Like we need to talk. Like totally. That's because like, I also like to pay sometimes. And yeah. Like, it has to be like something that like, if I don't do it secretly, like under wraps, it won't happen.
Totally.
That's hot.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like, it's really not about the dollar amount. Like, it's not like you need to go to like the nicest restaurant in the world and spend $300 on dinner.
Yeah. We don't need to go to like a Michelin star restaurant.
No, yeah, exactly. It's just, you really have to find someone who's wants to live the same lifestyle as
you. I just also think, you know, when you know, like you have those dates where like it doesn't end and it's been like 6 hours and like that's probably like the one, you guys. It's not.
No, I okay. I have
okay.
It,
we like, have a difference of opinion. Yeah, here.
People are like, we stayed up all night and we talked for hours.
Okay,
it's
well,
not
I've
hard
also
to talk
been
to
in
people.
Those situations that was like love bombing. But also, I think it's okay to like, you don't have to be head over heels in love with everyone you talk to. Talking doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
when someone gives you their like personal time in person and makes plans with you, that means something because like time is money, mm-hmm. and like time is like, it flies by the older you get. Answering a text message means nothing. So like, don't get confused.
Brad and I don't even text, and we've never really texted.
Texting is nothing. Okay. It's
really
literally just
like, we'll call each other. We'll touch base once a day.
I like FaceTime.
And we'll do things, but we don't like text. Some people love to text all day long. They like to be like, what's happening? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I just cannot do that. I can't
like,
type.
I'll message people all the time. Even my friends, I love talking to them all day long. But like, if I'm like texting a guy, I'm like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Okay, that reminds me. So like, now I'm turning 27 this year on my birthday. Wait, 27, right? Yeah. Thank God. And I just feel like my friendships are changing so much. I mean, first of all, I don't know if anyone else will even relate to this, so I'm just going to go for a risk here right now, but friendships are just not as, they don't hold as much value as they did when I was in my 20s. Like in your 20s, you're single, the most important thing is your friend group and you're socializing, you're going out on the weekends. But now my values are my business, my family, my boyfriend. I know my boyfriend has a huge like part in that, but even without the boyfriend, it's like my career, my business is like the top priority. And so I'm finding that all my friends and that whole landscape is changing because I can only be friends with people who are low maintenance like myself. Like I cannot have any high maintenance friends. And there's a couple people who I love them to death, but they're, you know, the type of people where you have to talk to them every single day. Otherwise there's no relationship. And that's just because they are such a like text or chatter person, but I am not that person. So now we can't have, I don't know. Am I making sense?
I don't agree with that as well. No, I get what you're saying. It does make sense. I think that like even my friendships have changed. I think it's just like maturing, but I think yeah. It's like everyone's priority shift. Like,
yeah, totally. Everyone's does.
Also, like as you get older, like in high school, I feel like there was more like drama. Now there's like no drama. Like my friends and I are just like, hey, like, do you want to go for dinner?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, see you tomorrow. Want to do a workout class. And it's like very chill. And like,
because everyone's focusing on themselves.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're at the age where like everyone's like in a super selfish, in a good way, like a good selfish, like focusing inward. And like, I feel like I'm starting to reach that age where like everyone's doing what serves them. So like, I'm focused on myself. I have like a list of stuff I need to get done every day for like my like mental and physical health, and then like family and then friends. And everyone's like just focused on that.
Totally.
I also think I've gotten to know my friends more over the time, and we just like know what each other needs. Like even in the day when it's like, hey, do you guys want to go for dinner? And the one friend's like, no, I think I'm going to stay in. We're not at the age anymore where you go, no, please. Like, come on. Like, it's going to be a great, we're just like, okay. Like she needs to stay in tonight. Like
yeah,
she's
don't
having
need an excuse. Anymore
yeah.
Either.
That's yeah. Yeah. You're just like, I don't want to.
Yeah. And I don't want
like,
to.
They're like, totally. Okay. See you next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. And people, yeah, exactly. You don't need an excuse. What was I about to say?
I've never felt more seen by my friends than I do like now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute. Also, everything that you're feeling, like I am 1 or 2 years ahead of you, you're going to feel them even more intense. Like I felt what you're feeling, but I'm saying now that I'm 27, like it really, like the only ones that make it are the ones that are low maintenance.
Well, you also have a relationship though.
Yeah, true.
So it's like, why would I just do like sit alone?
That's true. The friendships that I do have, the only ones that I have are, they are like, they message me once a month and it's like, let's get together and do dinner. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. And we ghost and we pick up as if nothing has changed. But I'm not seeing them every weekend. And they're not seeing each other every single weekend either. Like everyone is just focusing on themselves. And yeah, it's weird when you reminisce about the times that you used to have. But like, it's just different priorities now, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like the times now too. Like all the times are good. One of my best friends lives in London, England, and I see her like once or twice a year. But every time I see her, it's like we pick up just like no time has passed. Okay, so I asked you guys if you wanted any boy advice. Okay, someone said how to handle rejection and stay hopeful when you can't find the one. I think that rejection is a blessing and it's someone's way of saying like, hey, move on to the next, like this isn't the one for you.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have you heard someone say, oh, I'm so glad I waited, like look what was waiting for me, or it all works out. Like it always works out. If someone's rejecting you, you might not see it in the current moment, but a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, you're gonna laugh your butt off and you're gonna be like, oh my god, I'm so glad that didn't work out, otherwise I'd still be there. So I bet your bottom dollar that you will be happy it didn't work out, and everything happens for a reason.
It's also better to be like rejected now instead of rejected in a year. Like that's good, keep it moving.
It is so much better to be rejected than to reject someone. Let me just say, rejecting someone is like the most guilt-wrenching thing. It's the worst feeling, you feel so bad. I would rather be rejected every single time than have to break up with somebody.
It's 100% agree. I used to have this fear of like getting into a relationship with someone that like I kind of settled for and then not being able to get out of it. Cause like, I don't know if I could ever like
break someone's heart,
reject someone. I don't think I could do it.
Totally. Not at all.
Like, oh my God, I would feel so bad. But when people reject me, I'm like,
and if someone does reject you, it's almost like you get this freeing feeling of it's like, oh, I know they feel really bad and you don't have that feeling. Like you're free to do whatever you want and live your best life. Whereas if you're rejecting someone, you can't go post your best self on Instagram after that.
Someone said, how do you get them to listen? If he's not listening, I don't know if he likes you.
Yeah, I always say don't. If he's not listening, like stop talking. And usually I think that they figure it out. Like don't send the text explaining it. Don't try to sit him down and talk to him. Like literally just give him the silent mode. And all of a sudden, usually they will switch and they'll be like, wait, whoa, I'm listening now. What's going on? But if you don't do that for a couple days and you keep trying to just tell them, they're not listening. They don't care. It's not going to change. Like, and if he still doesn't, then he's just a weasel and you need to dump him.
I think that it's okay to be like delusional and like convince yourself whatever and be funny about it and like, ha ha ha. But for the love of God, we need to stop sending paragraphs. Like I will not be sending a paragraph to any man ever. Like
I think the only time that you are in a position where you're sending paragraphs is when you are so frustrated with something crappy that they've done. And in those scenarios, he should know without you telling him. Like there's nothing in that paragraph that he doesn't already know himself, and if he doesn't care enough to like dig deep and figure it out himself, like what are you doing?
Why are you like breaking down the work for him? Like he literally, if there's a need to send an essay, it's because he literally doesn't care about you at all.
Yeah.
So you're trying to be like, you don't care about me. Here's a paragraph about how you don't care about me. Don't do it.
You know what? If you've sent some paragraphs, I'm not trying to make you feel bad either. Like whatever, just in the future stop doing that. Like let's grow together.
They don't deserve a paragraph. They don't. Like don't waste your time.
Send the paragraph to your girlfriend, send the messages to your mom, to your sister, like don't send it to him because he honestly probably skimmed it. Okay,
if you think he doesn't care, he doesn't
it's really simple. It's like it's whatever you think is probably true. Okay. Because we grew up with two brothers, we would see them having new girlfriends. We would have different girls coming for dinner. Like, we saw in raw form what a teenage boy acts like, or what a boy in his 20s acts like.
And they would tell us. They're like, guys, don't care. Like, just...
Yeah, they constantly remind us that. And now they are older. I think after they turn older than 25, they start being more mature. But until then, you guys, they are so immature. They do not care at all. They're just thinking about how they're going to get their gains, hit the gym, and watch some football. Like, they aren't thinking about anything else.
Sleep with you.
Yeah. And sometimes they like you, but even when they like you, they're still trying to sleep with you. Like, that's all they are trying to do.
That's a whole act too. Yeah. But I remember, like, if ever my brothers, whenever, if you ever ask for advice from them, I'll be like, oh, what's going on here? They're like, oh, yeah, no, he wanted to sleep with other people.
Yeah. That's literally they're
like,
oh,
he wants to play around. I'm like, what?
Like, any you could give them any scenario. It's like, this oh, happened he and he said this. Oh, he wants to sleep
he
around.
He wants to sleep around.
Yeah.
Like, which it's is fine. Like, but like, don't cry about it. Let's.
Yeah, I really do think growing up in that, we, and like, lots of people have brothers. I mean, were your brothers like that?
Yeah. Like, I like people that make me feel good. Not feel shitty.
Well, Sydney, but that's the thing. They don't, like, these people aren't making them feel shitty. They're in a toxic relationship. They're being love bombed.
Yeah, they feel like think sometimes. That, oh, but
you're like blinded.
Oh, well, love bombing also, like, that doesn't work. I don't understand that, because love bombing scares me away. When people start love bombing me, I'm like, are you trying to date? Like,
I mean, love bombing is a thing.
I like
though.
Someone until they reciprocate. Yeah. And I'm like,
okay, I would say though that all of these like toxic relationships or all these bad scenarios that you can get yourself into, it starts with the first date, and you can't ignore a single red flag. Like, if you just are honest with yourself from the very start, you're not going to get into the relationship with the crappy guy who treats you crappy. Like, just be really honest right from the start.
Yeah.
Because the deeper you get in, the more you get stuck, and the more you're going to be like love bomb, gaslight. Like, the second it's weird, gotta go.
Yeah. Bye. Just ignore at the first red flag while it's still easy to like not give a shit.
Yeah, because like, why are we going further than a red flag? Because you need someone that badly. Well. No, like, really, you really need to ignore that red flag. Give me one good reason why you
the
need
only
to.
Time you can ignore
are
a red
ugly
the
no
only time you can ignore a red flag is if he's like really hot.
No,
and I'm being so for real with this one. Are if you- he's really hot. If he's like really hot, I'm gonna let it slide.
How many are you gonna let slide?
I'm just saying, you guys, like, that has to be the reason, because otherwise you're
no,
crazy.
See, you
like,
have to give honest advice right now. That is not honest.
I'm being serious.
No,
like,
you're not.
If you're young and you're having fun, you can ignore a red flag if he's like smoking hot.
And that
if he isn't even cute, you definitely shouldn't ignore
Sydney.
Like, don't ignore looks and red flags. Yeah. Dating apps, yay or nay? Nay.
I like dating apps. I used to have Hinge. I liked Hinge. I'm not very good with dating apps because it's hard to, like, I don't think my photos are very good. I think I get more in real life. And then I think that I can't pick up what a guy's giving through a photo either. Does that make sense? Like, how do you judge someone from a photo? That really,
I know.
I'm not after looks.
Anytime I've ever liked a guy, it's been someone that I've seen in a room full of people, and the way that I see people carry themselves, the way they talk to like a group, they're like, yeah. If they're funny, that's what I am
their
attracted
energy.
To. Looks are great, of course. I see hot guys all the time, but like, I, that doesn't, like, I don't get a crush on someone because they're hot. I'm just like, oh my God, they're so cute. Like,
yeah.
But like, I get really attracted to someone that like commands a room. I'm like, woo.
Yeah, or the way that they present themselves when you're sitting at the table for the day and they're like walking and like, how are they walking in? How do they take their seat? How do they say hello to you? Like those type of the way that
your
body
do they open the door
movements.
For you?
Yeah, all of that. Their smell. Like it's not about how they look. A photo does not tell
you any
of those things.
Oh my God, it's so true.
So I feel like with the dating app, you're kind of taking, like, the Hinge is good because it has little voice notes. You learn a lot about what the hell they're putting in those silly little voice notes and also what their voice sounds like. But you're still, you're kind of just rolling the dice. It's like, we'll go on this first date and see how it goes.
I also hate first dates though. So like the idea of like going on a first date and then a first date with a stranger. So it's like, what if you sit down and like in the first minute, you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. That's why you should always just go for drinks. And then if it's a good one, which it usually isn't, then you say, do you want to get some dinner right now? Like, did you have dinner yet? But never start with the dinner or something long.
No, my God.
Like, oh, my God. No, right away. I also think right away.
It's so awkward to, like, eat dinner on a first date. Like,
kind of, yeah.
Because it's like you're sitting in silence. I don't really find silence that awkward, though. Georgia always told me, I remember you told me this in like grade 8.
What?
You're like, silences are not awkward.
I said that.
Yeah. So whenever I'm on a date now, I always think about that. If there's ever a silence, I'm like, this isn't awkward. But you can always tell that like he's scrambling.
Yeah, he's like, which.
But like silences are not awkward. Like, it's okay to have a bit of silence.
But I mean, first dates are crappy, but also in this day and age, that's kind of the only way you can date. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It'd be great to meet someone in a bar or in a coffee shop, but that stuff doesn't happen as often anymore.
The problem is, like, I'm, like, slightly shy, but I'm also not shy. Like, it's kind of complicated. But, like, I'm definitely not myself on a first date.
Why?
Well, I'm kind of shy.
I don't really think so. I don't really think you're shy.
No, I have, like, this hint. You can't, like, tell. You don't really know, but I'm, like, dying inside. Like, I am shy.
I'm dying inside.
But, yeah.
I think when you go on a first date, whether you like them or not, you owe them to be polite and pretend like you're having a good time and then act accordingly afterwards if you absolutely hated it. But I don't think it's ever okay to like be rude or uninterested on the date. So you're saying like you're shy, like give it your best.
Oh, no, sense. I am. And I don't think, well, maybe they can. Guys, roll call. I don't think anyone can ever tell. Like, you don't even realize I'm shy, but I am shy. Someone said, what to do when your boyfriend isn't putting in as much effort as you want or expect?
Talk to him. Just talk to him about it. I'm imagining if it was me,
I'd be like, hey, like, you need to take me on more dates.
Just say, hey, by the way, I feel like we haven't gone on. You can start off very soft with it. Like, imagine I sit down Brad and I'm like, Brad, I feel like we haven't gone on a date in so long. Like, do you want to go on one this week? Just leave it at that. See if he plans one. See if he takes you on a date. If that's not enough, then that's when you're actually having a conversation like, hey, okay, I kind of want to talk to you about something. Like, you start off with that sentence so then they know, wait, this is a serious convo. And then it's like, I kind of feel like I'm feeling like disconnected from you lately. Like, I kind of want a moment. Like, we used to go on dates and stuff. It meant so much to me. Like, I kind of want to do, you know, like, just openly talk to them about it. Why are you laughing?
Relationships are so much work.
No, it's like so rewarding. It's the best feeling ever. But if you're not able to just openly like have those very raw conversations, then maybe he's not the right one for you. But always start with just talking about it. They can't read your mind.
Yeah, I feel like if you ever feel like you can't have an honest conversation with someone, there might be like a deeper issue there.
Like, one
you should feel comfortable.
Totally. But I think something that I've really learned is that you can't. Okay, is this going to be ruined from that?
I don't think they'll be able to hear this.
Okay. I think an example of that is that they just can't read your mind. And one time I remember Brad was like, he was telling me how he wants me to watch football Sundays with him. And I never knew that he cared about that.
Are you now a huge football Sunday girl?
Like, I don't watch every football, but I know that like sometimes I'll watch it.
What do you like? You like to...
I know a lot about football.
She spends every Sunday just watching football.
No, that's not true. There's still a lot of Sundays I miss. She loves
football.
And I usually will only watch like Brad's really going to be like, she never watches. This is a lie. But like, I do.
Take away his platform.
Way more than if I wasn't dating you. I mean, this football thing is just so heart-wrenching. Like, seeing the way that Brad reacts to every single game. And, like, he has all these fantasy footballs. And sometimes his players aren't doing well. And he's just, like, quiet for the rest of the day. And I'm like, everything okay?
Well, the reason it's not because the players aren't doing well. It's because he probably put a lot of money down.
No, he better not be. He better not be.
That's what's going on.
I've been checking lately.
It is the most magical thing, like, the passion that come seeing a guy be passionate about something is like so funny.
So nice. I love it. Honestly, I don't think you should be putting like a couple thousand.
That's
dollars,
what they're
though.
Doing. People. That's what they do every day.
This is my favorite thing about men. They will be down overall since they ever started betting. They'll be down probably 10 grand. And if you're listening to this and you place bets, like, let me tell you, you're probably down a lot, and you're probably telling me right now, like, no, I'm not. Like, yes, you are. Okay, you're not doing the math correctly.
No, it's like, tells you. Yeah, you can actually see on the app, like, over time, but like,
so if you pull out money, it still keeps track over time.
Yeah, you can go. It'll show you over time.
Okay, I'm gonna ask to see this on Brad's phone.
At least on like the app I use.
Because I always just think like,
it shows over time. But then they'll win a one bet, and they go, "Oh my god, I'm up." Like, okay, you're up this hour. Like,
yeah, exactly. And your other five bets lost. Are you just not going to talk about that? Because that's false advertising.
I know. It's really funny.
Monday and Thursday. What about those bets? Those all lost. So you've won one bet out of seven bets. I want to hear about all of them.
Yeah.
And you have multiple apps as well. That's right.
Yeah.
And I also, like, the guys are always sitting on Sunday. It's like, put down 10 for me. Create this ticket for me. It's like, are you guys e-transferring? Is it like,
e-transfer. They all hop on like FaceTime and have like a whole meeting. Like we got to have a meeting.
Little weasels.
It was risky when they would do like parlays that involve either like the first quarter or like the first batch of games. Because right away, if like that like 10 a.m. game goes wrong, it's like silence for the rest of the day.
So true. That's literally silence. What happens.
Like, it just sucks the life out of them. But so if it true. Hits, it's like, let's go to the club. Let's get ball. It's like, what is going on?
But even like, it's just crazy how it works too. Because Brad's brother, he was like, I'm gonna make a ticket for you. Like, I know ticket is like when they make a bet, and it has like multiple parts to it. And so he's like, I'll just make it $10. So he's like, pick what you want. He's like showing me the screen, and like, it's as if I was reading, like, I don't even know. It was like a different language. It looked like it was in Japanese. And he's like, just pick one. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, they're all good odds, so it doesn't matter. There's like a page where you can click good odds, and it pops up.
It shows you know what the numbers are that you want to see though.
And then I'm like picking random names. I don't know. He was like so hyped. He's like, yeah, we're going to get this. Yeah, you could win $300. I'm like, yeah. Never heard back from him. Like, you never hear about the loses ever. If you're watching this right now, let me know. Did we win? And then I also was
Brad,
thinking
did
like,
that parlay hit?
A, we either lost, or B, he won and kept all the winnings. Like, it could have gone either way. Okay, guys, before everything shuts off, I just wanted to, we're just going to close it out here. Thanks so much for tuning in today.
And we'll see you again soon. Share some love, okay?
Share some
Subscribe,
love, you guys.
Comment, share, post on your story, and tag Strawberry Monk Pod so I can repost it.
Yes!
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.